This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. We are in such an exciting time at the moment. We've got our Visiathon, and it is so exciting, and we are so blessed to be together. And I've got Pastor Lindy Ware from Father's Love, my co-presenters and colleague. Yay! And we are so blessed to be able to be together for a change. It's like, we're like ships in the night sometimes, coming to the studio. But, you know, every one of us have got something to share and something to add to our programs. And we value you so much, Pastor Lindy Ware.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I must say, I thank you so much for you and Bongani that used to stand in for me when I was so ill. When I had COVID. And I just want to give you, we got a lovely guest with us today. We got a few questions that we're going to ask him. And his name is Rian Bunzaya, but I'll introduce him after The Reckless Love by Corey Asbury. But he is an financial advisor, but he's got so much wisdom and mentors so many people with wealth, secret wealth advice according to the word. So we're looking forward to some input and advice from him. So we're going to first listen to Reckless Love by Corey Asbury. Good afternoon, family and friends, and welcome to my program called Rise. And we're on Cape Pulpit, and I just want to welcome you this afternoon. I have got Pastor Lindy Ware with me this afternoon. We've got our Visiathon 2022, and we are so excited. We are so looking forward to hearing from you and just participating with us. I really would like to encourage you to please WhatsApp us if you've got any donations that you'd like to partner with us in any way. Contact us on WhatsApp at 082-657-2729. And our SMS line is 37871. And you need to just put in give. And, your name and the amount as well. So thank you so much. And I really hope that you are going to interact with us in this time. As we say, the gospel is for free, but we need operational fundings and money. Yes, so that is why we're here today. The Lord provides so amazingly for us, continuously. I mean, we've been going 3 decades. Four decades. And I mean, we're on so many platforms and we've grown so much. I mean, it's so incredible. And, you know, we've got, with harsh realities, you know, the pandemic and wars and soaring living costs and load shedding that we face daily, it's now more important than ever for us to shine the light of the gospel in dark times. And we need your help to continue being the city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Support us by sending an SMS with the word give and the amount you wish to give to 37871. And you can also send a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. But standard rates apply, and we just have to mention that. we just want to thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us over these years. Amen. I mean, that we are still, in spite of, we're still on the air, the Lord really looks after
God's
us.
Grace.
I just want to share a little bit of a testimony of when I started here in 2018. It was the last thing on my agenda to be on the radio. I never ever thought I'd ever, I never even considered it. Yeah. And I met up with Wanda just at an event. And, you know, we were just our program director, and we just chatted, and I said, you know, we have got a program called Rise. I mean, you know, I've got an idea of a family program and everything. She said, come and present and come and give us an idea what you want, what you think it should look like. And then she asked me, would you like to do it? And I could not believe it. And believe me, I am very technically challenged. I was like the last horse in the stable. But it was such an incredible, when I walked in through that front door, I felt like home. From home to home.
Amen.
It was like my roots and my where I, you know, amazing. It was just incredible. I just love being here. I love coming here. You know, Rise, my program has taught me so much. I have had the most incredible guests that have just added so much value to me. The radio station itself, Chrissy, my colleagues are incredibly kind and generous, and we stand together. We love each other. We care for each other. I had COVID last, and Pastor Lindiwe and Pastor Bongani stood in for me many times. I am so forever grateful. They stood in for my program, and they really added so much value. And I just thank the Lord that He gave me this opportunity to be part of the radio station.
Amen.
And, you know, we go where nobody else can go.
That's
into
true.
The lonely home at 3 o'clock That's in the morning. True. Somebody's heart is broken. Somebody in prison.
Yeah.
Somebody paralyzed. Somebody that cannot go to church. And we are the church.
Yes,
and we are the ones that can get to – we can go where nobody else can go, and you cannot phone.
That's
and
true.
We are there for you. So we just want to thank you for listening to us as well. So Pastor Lindiwe, how would you like to just share what you've experienced?
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Renette. It's always so good to be here in the studio with you, and I'm so excited to be here and together with your listeners. I've joined Radio K-Pulpit 2 years ago, and it's been such a great and awesome journey, amazing journey that, you know, we find ourselves here. Also, I mean, I didn't even thought I could be on radio. I didn't see myself behind the mic, but here we are by the grace of God. So I'm so blessed, and I'm so excited. I'm so honored, and that God could use me, you know, in such a platform. So it's been a great, great, great journey to share God's word to His people and share His love, because He says, you know what, that for the fact that people will know that you are mine is for you to share the love that you have received from
Amen.
Me. So it's been an honor and a privilege for me to share God's love to His people. And we are so, so, so blessed, and we are so excited and so thankful to our listeners, you know, for being generous with their contributions for over the 4 decades. And by the grace
Incredible.
Of God, we are still here. And we just want to say to them, thank you so much for keeping us on air for 4 decades. And we know that you'll continue to carry us through until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
Amen.
Generation after generation.
Hallelujah.
And that can only be done by your contribution.
That's right.
So bless you. And but I just want to welcome our guest, Rian Boonzai. He's a financial advisor, mentor on many people and couples on how to manage your wealth. And, you know, what are the secrets? And I know you and your wife are facilitators for the ancient paths, you know, principles of the wealth secrets according to the word. So welcome, and thank you so much for bringing, giving us your time today. So thank you for coming in, Rian.
Renée, it's always a pleasure. For the sake of the Afrikaans-speaking community,
yes,
I will do my little part as far as they are concerned, because obviously we as a nation consist of English and Afrikaans-speaking people, and I would like to accommodate them as well. And anyway, I don't really trust my English.
Oh, I've had you on before, so I trust your English. Okay. You know, Rion, you know, we've been going through so much as a nation, as the world. You know, there's been, and we hold back on giving. Often that's the first thing that normally goes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving and stop sharing. But you've had a life where you've really done so much sewing. You know, you and Venerine have given so much to the community and, you know, and shared your wisdom and your knowledge. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, benefited from the understanding about sewing. So just share us a little bit of your journey of trusting the Lord beyond measure.
Yeah, weet jy net, ek gaan julle vir 'n maand besig hou.
Mm-hmm.
As ek daai hele storie moet vertel. Maar een ding weet ek, verseker, dat ons mag God vertrou. Hy is alleen regeerder van alles. En hoe hy sy doel uitvoer, is partykeer vir ons vreemd. Vir mense wat al baie deur diep waters is, en ek was ook al plek daar, ek weet.
Mm-hmm.
En ek is nie meer vandag se kind nie, so ek kan daaroor gepraat, ek is nou afgetree. Maar die feit bly staan, een van die kommoditeite wat in elke persoon se hand beland, beland daar omdat God dit toelaat. Hy is die een wat jou seën en altyd onthou dat eintlik het 100% van wat jy verdien. In die eerste plek het hy jou die vaardighede gegee. Hy het jou in 'n plek geplaas waar jy dit kan verdien, maar elke sent daarvan behoort aan hom. Maar tog laat jy toe om 90% daarvan te verbruik. En hoe jy dit verbruik, is waaroor ons vanmiddag gaan praat.
Incredible. And that is exactly what we would like to hear, is how do we do those transactions according to the biblical ways? And how do we purpose ourselves in the process? And, you know, the Lord is not an ATM, but how do we navigate ourselves in financial wealth, and what are the secrets of that? So if you can just give us a few ideas of what is your, you know, what have you learned in the process of trusting the Lord?
Ek wil baie graag 'n ander benadering vanmiddag neem in die verband. Jy weet, Renet, ons as gelowiges is willens en wetens in 'n oorlog gewikkel, wat noodwendig befonds moet word om te verhoed dat Satan wat goed befonds word in sy doelslag. Die vernietiging van God se koninkryk en almal wat verlore gaan weens 'n gebrek aan kennis van die evangelie. Die media waar ons nou vanmiddag hier is, is die slagveld waar alles gebeur. En nie die vals boodskappe wat baie verlore aanhangsels het te bedrieg. Sonder 'n teenvoeter sal Satan slaag om sy doel te bereik. Almal wat gewillig bydraes lewer, is die mag wat ewel sal oorwin. Mits die boodskap van verlossing deurentyd verkondig word en sodoende siele red. Radiokansel kan net paraat bly indien die nodige befondsing bekom word. Laat u beursie die nodige ammunisie verskaf. Word deel
Amen.
Van die geveg. En dit is eintlik nou waaroor ons vanmiddag praat. Ek weet, dit gaan moeilik. Ons is so bewus van die kostes om wat om ons opbou. Maar weer eens, dit is so, dat ons moet verstaan, as ons Godse beloftes naspeur in die woord. Kom ons lees net gou hier, in wat sê hy vir ons in Markus 12, in Malachi 3, vanaf vers 7. Sedert die dae van julle vaders het julle van my insettinge afgewyk en nie onderhou nie. Keer terug na my en ek wil na julle terugkeer, sê die Here van die leerskare. Maar julle vra, waarom moet ons terugkeer? Mag 'n mens God beroof? Want julle beroof my en julle sê, waarin het ons die beroof? In die tiendes en die offergawes, dis waarvan ons vanmiddag praat, met die vloek is julle belaai, en toch beroof julle my, julle, die hele nasie, bring die hele tiende, en die skat is, so daar spys in my huis kan wees, En onthou daai space is juist die boodskap, nê? En beproef my tog hierin, sê die Here van die leerskare. Ek vir julle nie die venster van die hemel sal oopmaak en op julle oorvloedig seën sal uitstort nie.
Amen.
Ons moet God vertrou. Ek kan vir u sê, ek het vir meer as 40 jaar op kommissie gewerk as 'n finansiële beplanner. En elke naam kan met nul. Ek moes op God vertrou. En weet julle, ek het by dieselfde goed gehad wat ek deur my lewe moes befonds, my kinders, universiteit en al die dinge wat gebeur het. En altyd het die Here deurgekom. En ek wil net vir julle sê, wat vanmiddag hierna luister, wees soos Dawid en sê, ek vergeet, en ek praat nou met die Here, hy sê, ek vergeet geen een van u weldade nie. En waar julle nou op die oomblik sit en kyk na daai begroting en waar kan ek iets afknyp, hoe kan ek bystaan, waar kan ek help, hoe kan ek deel word van hierdie oorlogvoering, hoe kan ek die wat in Efesiërs vir ons beskryf word, as ons daai toerusting aantrek om paraat te wees om in hierdie oorlog deel te neem, dan moet ons kyk na ons begroting. En ek wil vir jou sê, Renet, daar's baie min mense met wie ek in my loopbaan tegemoet gekom het, wat werklik 'n begroting het, 'n geskrewe begroting het. So hulle weet nie waar hulle staan nie. Nou is die tyd om te gaan, die nodige sommetjies te maak en te kyk en te sien, is daar verkwisting? Is daar, kry die Here sy deel? Hy vra 10%. En dan die offergawes is vrywillig, want hy voorsien selfs wanneer jy gee, meer as wat jy dink jy kan bekostig.
Dis waar.
So ek wil net vir almal vanmiddag sê, dis nie net 'n beroep vir geld nie, dis 'n beroep om te help om hierdie oorlogvoering deeglik te kan beveg, want Satan gebruik, ons weet mos, wêreldwyd, elke kans wat hy kry, in die sosiale media, oor die lug, oor ander stasies, oor die ongesonde toestande wat in die politiek wêreldwyd heers. Ons weet almal wat dit behels, en al maniere wat dit kan beveg word, is ongelukkig so, ons het befondsing nodig daarvoor. Dit gebeur nie net daar sonder nie. Hierdie Radio Kansel het mense wat so gededikeerd is, maar hulle moet ook 'n bestaan kan voer.
Dis so waar.
Jy weet, en dit is juis as hulle, jy wat daar buite is nou, vanmiddag regtig die hart oopmaak en te dink daaraan, dat dit is in baie kere is dit 'n ondankbare werk. Jy weet, want mense wat dit doen, word nie gesien as iemand wat enige bydrae lewer nie. Maar ons is nou in hemelvaart en ons besef, Jesus gaan terugkom.
Amen.
Waar gaan jy wees?
Waar, so waar. So, thank you so much, Rian. I'd love to continue with that conversation after the next track that we've got on board with Brandon Heath, The Harvester. And that is what we're about, is
Amen.
We're wanting to be the light. Mm-hmm. We want to sow the seed so that we can harvest the souls. We are in that last phase and that last end of the race.
Very much so.
Yes. And we have to get ready and we have to take as many wonderful, beautiful people out there with us on the way to heaven. So I'm just going to encourage you. We're going to first listen to The Harvester by Brandon Heath, and we'll be back straight after that. And that was Johan Brits with You're the Reason. It's one of my favorite local artists. And we just want to welcome you back to my program Rise. I'm Renet Meiberg on 7 to 9 a.m. And I have Pastor Lindy with me today, as well as a wonderful guest, Rian Bunza. He's a financial advisor. And, you know, he's going to be sharing us some of the wealth secrets according to the gospel with us shortly. But we just want to encourage you, Lindywe, tell me, you know, give us just an idea of the different platforms that we are. We've grown exponentially in these
so
last
couple,
so quickly, so. And we have just grown on all on all platforms. Yes. We are so active. We're up to date.
Oh, yes.
And, yes, so we just want to encourage you just to give, because we need, you know, we need to stay relevant and we need to stay updated.
That's true.
And unfortunately, it comes with costs. You know, operations has a cost to it. So we just want to thank you for supporting us so far and making it possible that we can be, you know, up to date with the new technology and platforms that we're on. So, Linda, would you just give us a little bit of a background of where we are currently as Radio Pulpit?
Awesome. Before I do that, I just want to appreciate Denise, who just sent a message that she will give 1,000 rand over 2 months. Over 2 months. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Denise. And, you know, we appreciate your contribution. And also I see there's Christopher here who says, good day, my favorite lady, to Renette. I'm sitting and listening.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, without Radio Pulpit and you wonderful angels, I don't know what I would have been or where. So thank you. Thank you so much, Christopher. This is what K-Pulpit and Radio K-Pulpit is doing, you know, impacting the lives of the people out there who are listening. So the various platforms that we use to shine the light of the gospel as a Radio K-Pulpit. We have on the 7:57 a.m. Radio Pulpit, we have about 400,000 listeners. And on Radio K-Pulpit, we have about 126,000 listeners. And we are also live streaming on our website. And also we have the app, the Radio Pulpit app, which is available on all smart devices. We have, this is one of my favorite, we have the Word for Today daily devotional, which will reach about 185,000 readers each and every day. Isn't that amazing? We can also be found on the DST channel 882, on OpenView 607. There's also the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, with more than 235,000 followers on social media. So these are the various platforms that we are using to encourage people to lead, you know, to live a moral lifestyle. We inspire people with the gospel of good news. You know, in these times that we are living in, we need the good news. We need the word of God to strengthen and to encourage us, to lift us up, and, you know, to give hope at such a time as this. So we are grateful for our listeners for keeping us on air, for us to be able to continue to shine this light. We are indeed the light of the world. So, yeah, here we are, Renette. I'm so excited of what our listeners are doing, the contributions they are bringing forth that we continue to broadcast. I know we will still be here, as I said earlier on, until Jesus comes back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. And we need to get the frequency and the sound out there. Amen. We need the sound of the gospel. And let us be the shining light.
Hallelujah.
In every dark situation. And we just want to thank you. Thank you, Christopher, for tuning in so faithfully and being part of my program weekly. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Denise. That is a challenge for the rest of us to be able to come on, see if you can better that and open up your heart and let us just give. It's, you know, we don't have another opportunity maybe, and, you know, sometimes we forget. So I just want you to SMS us 37871. Just put give, your name, and the amount, please. And, or you can WhatsApp us on 082-657-2729. And we are currently now live on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
So please, we got a couple of days, and then you need to, just tune in on Facebook and see what we look like, what's behind the mic. Yes, we're not always as gorgeous as we would like to be, but, we are, so happy to actually be able to engage a little bit with you. So please join us and come and see what we're about. And so we've got Rion in the studio with us today. So Rion, just give us, you know, what we were discussing earlier about the wealth secrets of sowing and, you know, what is it that we can trust the Lord for beyond measure?
Weet julle net, God is 'n God van orde. En een van die dinge wat ons moet leer doen, is om onder andere ons finansies te beplan. Dis nodig, want ons maak kinders groot, of ons het al kinders wat groot is, om daardie kennis weer aan hulle oor te dra. Maar alles gaan uiteindelik oor die beplanning. Maar die grootste enkele faktor wat gaan binne die ons, binne in ons harte, wat gered is, wat weet ons het reeds die ewige lewe, is om alles in ons vermoë te doen, om te sorg dat die drenkelinge wat hier om ons boot is, waarin uit ons gered is, hulle het my baie dink aan 'n bootjie wat vaar, en daar is al die boeie lê binne in, en hier is al die drenkelinge rondom jou, en jy gooi vir hulle 'n boei, en jy kan hulle red. Want dis wat ons vanmiddag wil doen. Want ons kan nie die ewige lewe koop nie. Dis nie waaroor dit vanmiddag gaan nie. Maar wat ons wel kan doen is, ons kan deur ons liefde vir die Here te sê, Vader, ek wil so graag hê, daar moet nog mense by my in hierdie boot wees, wat sal weet en juig en jubel oor hulle gered is, wat sal uitsien na u koms, want wat u aan die kruis vir ons gedoen het, was die grootste geskenk in die geskiedenis van die kosmos. En hier is ons nou, deur u bloed gewas, gered, en ons wil dit sê vir elke mens, en ook baie van ons wat vanmiddag hier luister, is ouers van kinders, en ons bekommerd oor ons kinders se geestelike lewe. En dis wanneer kinders na programme soos hierdie luister, en wanneer hulle dit inneem, dat hulle dit die verandering kan maak. Ons is juist nou, al die kerke in ons land tot 'n groot mate is met die Pinkster wonderwerk doenig. God se terugkeer, Jesus se terugkeer na die hemel toe, en dan sy koms, wanneer hy weer kom om ons te kom haal. Maar mag u gee, almal wat vanmorgen geluister, dat u sal sorg dat u gaan mense saam met u kan neem. Na die wonderlike hekke waardeur ons sal gaan as ons die hemel betree. So, ek het net Renet, hierdie stukkie wat hier in Markus is, excuse, en die opskrif hier in my Bybel, 83 vertaling, die almoes van die arm weduwee. En Jesus het reg voor die skatkis gaan sit en gekyk hoe die skare geld in die skatkis gooi. En baie rykes het veel ingegooi. En daar kom een arm weduwee en gooi 2 geldstukkies in. Dit is nou 'n oortjie. Toe roep hy sy disippels na hom en sê vir hulle, voorwaar ek sê vir julle, hierdie arm weduwee het meer ingegooi as almal wat in skatkis gegooi het. Want hulle het allemaal uit hulle oorvloed ingegooi, maar sy het uit haar gebrek ingegooi, alles wat sy gehad het, haar hele levensonderhoud. Nou, as dit nie vir ons 'n voorbeeld is nie, vir ons wat nog steeds so geseën is, wat elke dag dankbaar kan wakker word en sê, die Here het weer gesorg. En ek dink elke luisteraar wat vanmiddag hierna luister, weet, iewers in hulle lewe het hulle voor 'n finansiële krisis gekom, wat hulle glad nie geweet het, hoe dit gaan opgelos word, en hulle die Here gevra, en op 'n bonatuurlike wyse, en ek is 'n lewende getuienis van wat ek nou sê, op 'n bonatuurlike wyse, het daar net en vooraf van iewers af, het die geld gekom, praise en ons kon uit ons verknorsing kom.
Amen.
En weet jy, as ons nou vandag besluit, om 'n bydrae te lewer, wie weet waar ons die toekoms eendag, gaan nodig hê, vir God om in te tree, en ons weer uit so krisis te help.
Amen, amen. And you never know what you're sowing,
no.
Where it's landing, hey? And
so.
Where this, you know, this frequency and this sound and, you know, the program, even when we on air, you know, when we are giving and we are keeping us on the air, it's, you know, in Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16, he says, you are the light of the world, a town built on that on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. And that's where we are. We the sound that lights up many, many homes and
we can
change the atmosphere in the home just by switching us on and tuning into us. And that is what we would love to be, is the light in your home. And in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds mm-hmm. and glorify your Father in heaven. And this is the end of the day, is about Him it's coming into your Absolutely. Home.
Amen.
Coming into your home. And that the Holy Spirit can navigate and impermeate your Amen. Home. And that's what we pray for. When we can be, I take my program very seriously. Mm. And I pray up before I come, and I pray about my wonderful guests that have added so much value to my life. I've learned more about them and more from them than ever before. So I'm just so grateful. But you know, Rion, thank you so much for that version of that last bit. Sometimes we don't have to offer, but we give, we give. So we just thank the Lord for that. And thank you for continuously giving to us. Mm-hmm. And thank you for partnering with us. You know, you are our friends. You are our family.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got to know you over the years. And we can feel that you know us as well. So I just want to thank you and bless you, and bless you for joining us. But we're going to listen to every word you breathe. And you know, COVID with us, the Lord is really the breath of life.
Amen.
And we're just so thankful for all those that He's carried through in this difficult time. So by Laura's story. So we can listen to every word you breathe. Good afternoon, family, friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. And once again, we are so blessed to be part of the Visiothon May 2022. And it's been so incredible that we are raising funds this year again, and we need to ask. We need to unfortunately ask. As I said, the gospel is for free, mm-hmm. but we need to get operations up and running, and we have to stay relevant and up to date technically and technology-wise. And so please just partner with us. We are so thankful for those that have joined us already, and we're so appreciative to you. We would not be necessary. We wouldn't be needed if we didn't have you on the other side. So thank you, thank you, thank you for always being faithful to us and being there with us as part of this beautiful family of the gospel. So Lindy, where you've just got something to share with us.
Yes, I do. You know, as times have changed and we've kept up with the latest technology as a radio station by expanding to various platforms, we do not only shine our light through radio, but through our websites, the apps, social media, the daily devotions, and so much more. And with your help, we want to continue being a city on the hill that cannot be hidden. Will you take hands with us to keep Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit shining brighter than ever? So the only thing that you need to do is just SMS the word give, your name and the amount that you wish to give to 37871. And also you can WhatsApp us on 082-657-2729, and standard rates apply. And it's so amazing that I see messages coming through. There's Alice here who's giving a 1,000 rand.
Wow.
How amazing
is that?
Thank you so much, Alice. And I see Petra also small send us a voice note. Unfortunately, I cannot be able to play right now,
but
we're definitely going to read it through. So thank you so much, you know, to our listeners for keeping us on air for 4 decades. And we continue to broadcast and share the gospel of good news.
Amen, amen. And Rion, you, just to end off quickly, just give us a little golden nugget.
Om te gee is 'n hartsaak. Jesus het onbevange homself aan die kruis laat hang om te sorg dat ons gered is. Kos ons nie 'n sent nie. Maar hy het vyande wat magtig is op finansiële gebied wat ons wil teëstaan. En luisteraars, asseblief, liefde is waaroor dit gaan. Daar is niks wat kan vergelyk met die liefde wat die Here in ons ontwikkel het deur sy Heilige Gees nie. En as dit vir ons hoegenaamd moontlik is, die bedrag is onbelangrik. Dit sal die Here aan u bekend maak. Maar stuur 'n bedragie wat kan help om hierdie oormag wat teen die boodskap is uit te wis.
Amen.
En dat dat Jesus se liefde die oorwinnaar sal wees in elkeen van julle harte. En mag die Here julle ook seën in die naam van die Vader en die Seun en die Heilige Gees.
Amen. Rian, thank you for your blessing. Mm. Pastor Lindy Ware, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you are such, for having me.
I know that your beautiful heart and spirit is just always so welcoming to
thank
have you,
so
you in
amen.
The studio
thank
with
you.
Me.
Thank you.
And we just want to bless you and thank you for partnering with us, and may the Lord just enlarge your territory, and that the harvest is there, and that you can just really know that you are sowing into good
ground,
healthy, good ground, fertile ground.
Yes.
Our board members are sitting here, really dedicated and to giving you the best. The
Amen.
Best and the good news.
Always.
Amen.
So be safe. Look after yourselves until next week. And in the meantime, we carry on. We got the news coming up right now. And please keep stay tuned. A lot of exciting things happen. Go and join us on Facebook. And get to know us and engage with us. And have a wonderful, wonderful week further. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Rian.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
See you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.